はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京、夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here, survival phrases number 43, as always brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Natsuko-san, what are you doing here for survival phrases?
Oh, you don't need me?
No, we need you. Don't say anything like that.
Thank you.
It's just been so long.
Yes.
Well, we brought you in for a special reason. Natsuko-san, what are we talking about today?
Lost and found.
Perfect. Yes. This one we hope you don't have to use it, but in the case that you do, it will come in really handy.
Now I know why you need me.
Why is that?
I always lose things.
I didn't want to tell you. You know, sorry I had to lie to get you into the studio for this lesson, but well, you're in good company because I lose things too. I have a really good story that we're going to get into related to losing things on the train. But that's going to be after we get into this conversation. Yoshi-san is also here. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you a conversation. It's someone looking for something that they lost. They will first make contact with someone in the vicinity of the lost and found, then the person working at the lost and found desk. Okay, so it's a three-person conversation. Here we go.
すみません。忘れ物を探しているんですが。
こちらへ。はい、こんにちは。忘れ物ですか？
はい、傘を。
何色ですか？
赤です。
これですか？
はい、ありがとうございます。
One more time, slowly please.
すみません。忘れ物を探しているんですが。
こちらへ。はい、こんにちは。忘れ物ですか？
はい、傘を。
何色ですか？
赤です。
これですか？
はい、ありがとうございます。
This time, Natsuko-san and Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese and I'll give you the English. Here we go.
すみません。
Excuse me.
忘れ物を探しているんですが。
I'm looking for something that I lost.
こちらへ。
This way.
はい、こんにちは。
Yes, hello.
忘れ物ですか？
Did you lose something?
はい、傘を。
Yes, my umbrella.
何色ですか？
What color is it?
赤です。
It's red.
これですか？
Is this it?
はい、ありがとうございます。
Yes, thank you.Now, this conversation must happen every day across Japan, millions of times, on rainy days.
Yes.
Now, Natsuko-san, what do you think about this conversation?
I had the same experience about 2 or 3 times in the past.
That's it? You're a lightweight, 2 or 3 times.
Well, I lose other things as well.
But I think the umbrella is a good litmus test.
Yeah.
I'm like double, maybe triple digits. With umbrellas. Oh boy. Yoshi-san, how about you?
I don't think I do things much, but it's only because I don't have things. I don't have anything on me usually.
You don't take any belongings with you.
No, I don't have many stuff to carry anyways.
See, my problem lies with the fact that the Japanese train is designed for you to lose things.
What?
It's like it was purposely intended that way.
Why?
Well, you know, you sit along the window, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you sit with your back to the window. So
yes.
You have 7 people sitting
mm-hmm.
next to each other,
mm-hmm.
all with their backs to the window.
Yes.
So there's no place to put your things except for above you.
Right.
Or below you.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually put my umbrella, because I don't want to get anybody wet. I don't want to get myself wet.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually put the umbrella under my legs.
Oh, yes.
Like on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gone.
It disappears.
Yeah.
From your sight.
Oh, yeah. Second...I don't know why, but it's very easy to fall asleep on a Japanese train. And usually by the time my eyes open, it's my stop. So I just run off the train.
Mm-hmm.
And third, I never put anything above me because that's just lost. I never remember to stand up, take what I put there and leave.
You must remember. But I know what you mean.
Right? You can understand?
Yes.
So watch out. I think they did it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yoshi-san... You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Thank you, Peter. I thought you left the umbrella for me on that rainy day.
For Yoshi. How nice.
All right. Now, the reason we're on this whole rant is The Japanese train system, while it's so prone to losing things, they have a really efficient system of getting things back. Now, if you get off at a station and you figure out you lost something, you can actually tell the person at the station you lost something and they will call the other stations.
Yes.
They'll put out an APB, an all points bulletin on whatever it is mm-hmm. you lost, whether it be an umbrella, a package, your wallet.
Or maybe your boyfriend. Sorry. Forget that. No, I don't think so.
Natsuko, it's all yours. Take over.
Sorry about that.
So they have a really good system of getting things back. Now, today's dialogue is designed to get you into that system, whether it be, in this case, a train, which probably is most likely where you did lose something, because if it's on the train, you have a pretty good chance of getting it back. If not, I mean, you could have lost it on the street, mm-hmm. go to the police, mm-hmm. and then in department stores, they'll have a lost and found. So give you these kind of options. But out of all of them, we think that the train is the highest probability where you lose something mm-hmm. and get it back.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so what we'll do now is we're going to go through this conversation and break it down, break it apart for you. Okay, let's start out with the vocabulary. Natsuko-san.
忘れ物.
Lost thing. Something forgotten.
忘れ物. 忘れ物.
Now, this comes from a verb and a noun. Merge together. Fuse together. Natsuko-san, what is that verb that this first part of the word comes from?
忘れる.
To forget.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I like about this word so much is the Chinese character.
Oh, yes.
There's a really good story behind this one. Now, with Chinese characters, they have what are called radicals, basic characters, such as there's one for heart, kokoro. This radical, it can be a standalone character or it can be combined with other radicals to make one kanji. Now, this one, this character for to forget, has really interesting radicals that make up the one Chinese character.
Mm-hmm.
Natsuko-san, what are those two radicals?
One is heart.
Heart, mind.
Yes, feeling.
Yeah.
And the other is like lose, gone, die.
So if we do some creative selection, we can take out lose mind, lose one's mind, lose one's heart, lose one's feeling, or that thing to be gone. So let's just slightly interpret this as slip of the mind.
Oh, yes.
And when something slips your mind, you forget.
Very easy to memorize.
Not only easy, so logical.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you such great insight into where these words come from.
Right.
Makes perfect sense to me. So this is where we get to forget. Now we take this forgetfulness and we add it to
mono,
which is thing. Break it down.
Mono. Mono.
Forget thing. And that's it. Lost something.
忘れ物.
Something forgotten. And that's all there is to it. Makes perfect sense. Yoshi-san, next up we have
色.
Color.
色.
And speaking of color, which color do we have today?
赤.
Red.
赤. 赤.
There's also an E adjective version of this, which is
赤い.
And they're both red. Now, subtle differences between these, which we do cover in other lessons. Okay? So, with that said, let's get into today's conversation. Natsuko-san, first line.
すみません.
Excuse me.
忘れ物を探しているんですが.
Literally, lost thing, I'm searching, but... Again, we have to interpret. The subject, it's inferred. Natsuko-san, who's the subject?
私は.
The speaker. So we have I in there. Again, when we translate into English, we take the verb and we put it in its rightful English place. Again, just translating. We get...
探している.
Looking for, searching for. So we have the subject first. Next, we have to take the verb from the end. Because remember, in Japanese, the verb comes at the end. We take it. In English, the verb comes after the subject. We take the verb, which is in Japanese.
探している.
Searching for, looking for. So I'm looking for, I'm searching for.
忘れ物.
Something forgotten, something lost, a lost thing. So this is the literal translation. Now, when we interpret into English, I'm looking for something that I lost. Again, lots of interpretation going on. Let's just go through the grammar in this sentence. We have 忘れ物. This is marked by the object marker.
お.
Then we have the verb. Let's give you the dictionary form first.
探す.
Break it down.
探す. 探す.
To search, to look for. Here it's in its present progressive form, which is the te form plus iru.
探している。
Then we have
んですが
That lets the listener know that participation is wanted on his end. The rest is inferred. I'm looking for something I forgot. Can you help? Do you have it? Again, step in please. And this is where this phrase comes in. The ん is actually a contraction of the particle no, which is used when asking for input by the listener. Then we have desu ga, which is the copula followed by ga. And this ga is but. But here it's used to let the listener know that there's more inferred. Give me some feedback. Then we have the first person.
こちらへ。
This way, give us the first word in there. We have a word and a particle.
こちら。
Break that down.
こちら。こちら。
This direction. Again, beyond the scope of this lesson, but can be used for many different things, referring to actually a person, place, a direction, many things. And it's a very polite form. In Japanese, being polite is not directly referring to something. So that's why this direction. In this direction, we have Yoshi. In this direction, we have Tokyo. Many different things, various cases. And we know the usage, what they're talking about, through the following particle.
え?
In this direction. To, this direction. Is the literal translation. We interpret it as this way, as in when you go to a hotel or a maitre d' will seat you this way. And a lot of times we hear please also inserted in this expression.
どうぞこちらへ。
Please, this way. All right, next up.
はい、こんにちは。忘れ物ですか?
Third person speaking here. First he starts off with the greeting because he knows the reason people come to his desk and he is the lost and found person. So he greets them with,Yes? Hello?
忘れ物ですか?
Literally, is it something lost? Is it something forgotten? But when we interpret it, it becomes, did you lose something? Is it something you lost? Because it's your something lost. This is followed by?
はい、傘を。
Yes, an umbrella. And here we keep it very simple. We have the word for yes, followed by the word for umbrella.
傘。
Break it down.
傘。傘。
Marked by the object marker?
お!
Now, Natsuko-san, if this wasn't just a short answer, how would the sentence go?
はい、傘を忘れました。
Yes, I lost an umbrella. That's the full sentence. The verb in the past tense is left out, and all we have is just what was lost, marked by wo, 傘を. And this is enough. This is what we want to point out to you. You can use the word plus wo, and it will get through.You don't have to worry about adding everything in. We want to give you, again, this is survival phrases. We want to give you the most simple, direct way to get what you need. And in this case, you need your umbrella back. As there are lots of umbrellas there.
何色ですか?
What color is it? This is very straightforward. What color is it? Again, same as English here. Same order and everything. The answer to this is?
赤です.
It's red. Followed by?
これですか?
So you have to visualize here that he looked through a bunch of umbrellas and took out a red one.Then he says,
これですか?
Is this it? We have the word this. Is it? Is this it? Now let's take a look at this phrase again because we have to do some more interpreting. First, we have the word for this.
これ.
Followed by question. Is it? This is it. It's a literal translation, but we have to, again, interpret here. And we get, is this it? Natsuko-san?
はい。ありがとうございます。
And it is? Yes. Thank you. Okay, and this is how a conversation would go.Now, what we want to do here is introduce a few items that could really, really cause you problems if you lost. Now, today we did the umbrella for argument's sake. Let's start off with passport. Now, if you lose this, this is going to be quite problematic. So, let's start off with the important one. Natsuko-san, what's the word for passport?
Passporto.
Break it down.
Pa-su-po-o-to. Passporto.
Yoshi-san, I'm looking for my passport.
すみません。パスポートを探しているんですが。
Notice how we substituted here passport for something you forgot. If you know the name and you know where the lost and found is, you can just insert what you're looking for. In today's conversation, we probably ran into somebody who's not working at the desk, but may know where the thing I lost was. Maybe like the person working at the station. So you can either ask, I'm looking for something I lost, which would be followed up by,The thing you lost, or you could start off right away, I lost something. Okay? Wallet. Yoshi-san.
財布
Break it down.
財布財布
I'm looking for my wallet.
すみません。財布を探しているんですが。
Okay, and last but not least, cell phone.
携帯
Break it down.
携帯.
And as it is possible to rent one in Japan, this is a problem that you may come across. Then again, you could just call the number and ask too. Maybe somebody picked it up. Let's just get that sentence.
すみません、携帯を探しているんですが.
Perfect. Now, finally, let's just take a quick look at that last phrase. Now, this phrase, 探しているんですが, is one that we've gone over before, but in case you haven't heard the previous lessons, let's just break it down for everybody. Natsuko-san, one time, just the expression, break it down, and one more time.
探しているんですが。探しているんですが。 探しているんですが.
Perfect. All right, that is about it. We're out of time today. Long lesson. Now, we want to remind you to stop by JapanesePod101.com. There, in addition to today's lesson, you can comment on today's lesson. In addition, we have the PDFs. Inside the PDFs, everything we covered today, full transcripts, Japanese, English, kana, romaji, vocabulary, more detailed write-up on today's grammar point. In addition, more detailed write-up on today's conversation. Furthermore, we have the kanji close-up inside all the different characters that appear today, and you don't want to miss the one about wasureru. Very interesting kanji there. Then, inside the Learning Center, hear the lessons over and over with the transcripts. So many other learning tools to bring it all together. And now with the audio vocab, you can hear the words over and over again. Just really brings everything together. That's going to do for today.
じゃあ、またね。
また明日。